Do you want to see the ugliest thing ever? No, actually.
It is genuinely.
If it's the ugliest thing ever, then no, I don't want to see it. But so, I feel like you're going to show me anyway.
We are going to show you.
Okay.
And I'm going to stall while it gets into the Google Doc.
But okay. But welcome back.
Welcome back.
It's lights out.
And away we go. Yeah, this is the ugliest thing ever.
Why do I have to see the ugliest thing ever?
So it's the ugliest thing F1 related ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's bold.
Yeah. So Ferrari.
Yeah.
Fresh off the back of making the ugliest livery ever.
Surely Ferrari haven't done anything else. That's stupid.
They were in Fiorano with Oliver Bierman and Arthur Leclerc, so Charles Leclerc's brother.
Yeah.
Testing on the 2022 cars.
Okay.
The new wheel covers to reduce the spray.
Okay.
And they look absolutely terrible.
Wheel covers?
Well, yes. So basically, for those who can't see it, and Adam's not even seen it.
I've not seen it.
It's like a cover that goes over the wheel to reduce the spray that comes off the wheel. Because, you know, the cars can't race in the wet at the moment.
Yeah.
So now this is to reduce the spray so that they can actually
just race. Like mud flap.
It genuinely is like a mud flap.
A mud flap, but for F1 cars. Right. Yeah. There's some photos that have been put in. Let me.
I hope that you are ready for this.
Oh my God.
They are.
Oh,
so ugly.
My God.
Yeah.
That's so ugly. I mean, if it works, then I guess there may be. Thing is, though, they're testing it in the dry.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
It's because they had to run some aero tests on it, and they wet the track in the morning and they dried out by the afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So they have tested it in the wet, but there's two different versions. So you can see the first version, which you can see on the top picture, with the sides walls also covered.
Yeah.
Which at least would have covered the horrible HP blue sidewalls that
true.
They did.
Win some, you lose some.
And then you got one with open wheel arches on the sides.
Yeah.
And then you can see from the front how they'd look.
I think the best way to explain it is they look like they've got bottle caps on them. Yeah. I think that's the best way to explain it. For those that are listening, it literally looks like they've taken a bottle cap, like, you know, times 1,000 and then just stuck it on the wheel.
Genuinely.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is awful.
Yes.
Just don't bother. Don't do it.
To be honest, right, they look ugly, but if it means we can race in the wet, then I actually would prefer that.
There must be a way to make that look good, though.
Yeah, they'll obviously add designs and stuff. This is like an early prototype of what they're doing. So okay. This isn't going to be the finalized look. They're trying two different designs.
Why are they covering the front of the tire?
Because there's spray that comes off all the time. What do you mean the front of the tire, actually?
Well, it's covering the front. Actually, there's big holes in the front, isn't there?
Yeah.
Oh, ignore me. There's big holes in the front. Yeah. So obviously, because you're not going to get spray from the front of the tire, it's going to come out the back of the tire.
Yeah, they need to basically cover it enough, but then also have enough airflow for the brakes and cooling the tires and all of that sort of stuff as well. So
true.
Yeah, they're interesting, but I think that if they work, then I actually don't mind them on.
I guess so. I mean,
it didn't work.
Did they not work?
No.
Is that okay?
No, because the actual issue with these 2020, since the new cars have come in, the actual issue is because of all the ground effect.
Yeah.
So all the spray coming from like the back of the diffuser, that's actually where most of the spray is coming from.
Oh, okay.
So this can minimize it a bit, but they don't, because of how ground effect cars work, you can't just put a cover over the back of the car as well.
Yeah, you can't put mud flaps on the back of the car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
to stop the spray.
In the, this is going to be a bit hard to explain, but when you had downforce heavy cars, the spray would come out at like a, for argument's sake, 30% angle.
Right.
Which is why it wouldn't cover up as much. You could race in proper wet conditions.
Yeah.
Whereas with these ground effect cars, they come out of the car at like more of like a 70 degree angle, which is why the spray looks so much worse.
Right.
So they need to figure out a way to get around that. But this will help. But
yeah.
It was still quite a lot of spray.
Yes. And obviously the spray is dangerous, isn't it, really, when you think about it?
Yeah, drivers can't see.
Super dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't see where you're going. That's...
Yeah,
it's pretty worrying.
Yeah, so what they had was they'd have Bierman going first through the water, and then they'd have Arthur Leclerc following behind,
okay.
And then he would be reporting on how much he can see.
How much he can see.
Yeah.
Tricky one. How many wet races? We haven't really had many wet races this year so far, have we?
Have we had a single one? I don't think we have one.
I don't know. No. I don't know.
Races aren't a common thing, but it'd be nice that when it is...
It felt like it was last year. It felt like there were at least like four or five last year. I don't know if that's just me. Maybe I'm exaggerating it.
I remember the Dutch Grand Prix being...
Monaco.
Monaco.
Spa?
No.
I think Spa rained.
Did it?
I think so.
It did. Spa rained the weekend for the sprint and stuff, didn't
Spa
it?
Spa rained.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so there was a bit of rain last year, but...
Yeah, I mean, did that. I said it was pretty typical, to be fair, like three races a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just better if they can race in the full wet rather than safety car starts, waiting for it to dry.
Yeah.
And then by the time they're out there...
Didn't Silverstone rain as well?
I don't remember.
I don't remember. I think Silverstone might rain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Next week, we've got the Emilia-Romagna Grand Prix.
We do. 19th of May, that one.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah. Another track, which is, well, not another track, sorry, it's similar, a bit similar to Monaco, where it's tough to pass, very tough to pass.
Ortodromo Enzo Edino Ferrari.
Yes.
Sorry, I just had to get that. Just interrupted him to say that. Sorry, pal, carry on.
That's all right. tough to pass, slow corners. It's a nice track, actually.
It is a nice
track. We didn't go last year because of the floods, did we?
Of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, we didn't.
If only they had the spray guards on the cars.
Oh my God.
If only they had the spray
guards. This is why Ferrari are trying to sort it out.
Yeah, yeah.
This is for those sorts of moments.
Yeah, yeah.
It is a nice track. It's a really nice track, I think.
It's my favorite track to drive on the F1 game, to be honest. I think it's a really, really fun track.
Yeah. That first corner is always interesting.
Yes.
That first, you know, the first chicane, that's always an interesting moment, especially on the first lap.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa, something could happen.
I'm going to go Verstappen.
What, P1?
P1.
Shock.
Shock.
Who are you going P2?
Leclerc.
Who are you going P3?
Sainz.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to not say those. I'm going to go Lando P1. Maybe. And then I'm going to go... I don't know. I'm going to go Leclerc 2, and I'm going to go Max 3.
I was going to say, are you going to say DNF for Max?
I just tried to say something different. I basically agree with your one.
Yeah, yeah. I did sort of forget about McLaren just then.
It's only because Lando won.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, you know, the upgrades. Keep going and the upgrades. Yeah. But I just think the Red Bull's just going to be so dominant. Mm.
Ferrari got upgrades coming though.
Is that coming next week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
So hopefully they can do something there.
Yeah, their first big major upgrade the season.
That'd be amazing if they can scrounge a win out of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
we have a new game, an old game. We played Wavelength before. I don't know what we called it. Did we call it Wavelength?
No, we didn't. We're going to now because it's a good name for a game.
Yes, we've got another game called... to be fair, it's a little bit different.
It might be a little bit different.
Yeah. Do you want to explain how the game...
No, please let you do it again so I can understand it one more time.
Okay. Kieran, how do we play again?
Kieran, how do we play the game again?
So, I pick a number out of 10. Adam then gives me a category. It could be anything. And then I've got to then relate that back to... I've got to pick an answer that relates to that number. So if it's 10 out of 10, then... And Adam says...
Podcasts. He'll say it's lights out.
Yeah,
and then exactly. I'll go 10 out of 10.
Exactly, exactly. Obviously. Yes. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure you all agree. Please like and follow and subscribe. Thank you.
Do all those things.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So...
I'll let you go first.
I'm going to whisper it. Cover your ears. I'm going to whisper the number into the mic.
Got you.
5. Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Category.
We can make it F1 related.
You want to make this one an F1?
So we've got... Okay. So Kieran has kindly come in with the assist with a few categories in the dock.
Okay. They haven't turned up on mine yet, but...
It's underneath the word wavelength.
Underneath the word what?
Scroll to the bottom.
Oh, I see. Okay. Let's go with the track first.
Track.
So if I have to... Oh, yeah. So let's go with track. Track, and then you're going to give me...
Yeah. Okay. So a track. Oh, okay. Okay. That's kind of a hard one. Okay. Yeah, the COTA, USA.
Okay. I feel like you don't normally like the US tracks. So I feel like you might have gone for a lower number. Mm. But he's already smiling, so I know I've got that.
I'm not smiling.
He's got the worst poker face. Okay. Kote doesn't like USA tracks.
I do have the worst poker face. Or so, I'm throwing you off.
You're definitely not throwing me off. I've known you too long. So I'm thinking already, like the four, roughly around the four or the five number.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm thinking.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay, let's go. Let's go driver next.
Driver. Okay.
I reckon I know what he's going to say before he even says it. Okay, he's about to say Lance Stroll. But what do you want to say?
No, I was actually going to say Pierre Gasly.
Oh, maybe it's slightly higher then, because he's not, he's definitely not a four. Maybe it's the six. Maybe it's five or the six. Okay. Gasly, Kota. Let's go livery.
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 Okay. Go through them.
Gasly and Kota. Okay. Maybe six then.
Livery. I'm going to go... not them. I was going to say Williams, but no. Yeah, Williams. I'll go Williams.
Cause okay. Okay, I'm thinking this is six. I'm thinking this is six.
Do three categories and then...
Yeah. Let's go one more. I'll do the last one.
Yeah.
Which is... which ones do I not do? The car.
The car.
Car.
I'm
thinking this is six.
Has.
Oh. That's thrown me.
I did think that would throw you.
That's thrown me. Damn, it's got to be lower. It's got to be five. Damn. No, I feel like I feel like I need to, if I think all of the previous, no, because the first one I thought four. I felt I'll have to go in the middle. I'm going to go five.
Yeah. Five.
I'm going to have, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I nailed that.
Do you know what? My answer about Gasly, I was like, I felt like Gasly would throw you too high.
Yeah.
Because I was like.
So you do rate Gasly. Yeah. He's a good driver.
But I think he's a bang average driver now. I now think he's a bang average driver. Okay. I think him and Ocon are like average drivers.
Because you, the US Kota, I was like that. He doesn't like US tracks. Yeah. He's never said to me that any of the tracks in the US he likes. So I was thinking the four.
Yeah. Four. I thought it's a bit of an average track.
Yeah.
To shout about there.
Yeah.
And then Haas, they're like mid-table average. I was going to say either them or AlphaTauri.
Okay.
But then I thought that if I said AlphaTauri, you will go six. And I was like, okay.
Is there such a thing as AlphaTauri these days?
Yeah, because cash out Red Bull. Yeah. And in livery, what did I say? Williams. Yeah, that was a hard one because I was like, I actually quite like the Williams.
But, yeah, it's fine. It's not bad. And that's why I thought six. I thought it was slowly going out.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not a bad livery, that one.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like we should do the same category.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I'm going to close my ears.
Okay, I'm going
to
do...
Wait, I'm going to watch to see if I can see a wavelength. All right.
Eight.
All good. Cool. I didn't hear that as well.
Good. Okay.
Right.
Yep.
Driver.
I'm going to put Lando Norris up.
Oh, okay.
Throw Lando Norris out there.
Okay. So we were literally arguing if he's top four or fifth on the grid. Eight or nine. We rated him an eight or nine before. An eight before, I think I rated him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did we really?
Okay. Yeah, we did Lando. I said Lando Norris in the first time we played Wavelength.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Car.
McLaren. Right now.
Right now. Okay. So we're thinking like a nine, eight or nine. Nine. I'm heading towards nine.
Okay.
Livery.
Aston Martin.
Oh, that's like almost a 10. But it's like a nine because it's like the second best livery on the grids. Yeah. Okay. Second best livery. Yeah. I mean, second best in everything. It's a 9 out of 10 I'm going with. But track. You're going to say like Sao Paulo, aren't you? Or Silverstone.
I'm going Silverstone.
You're going Silverstone. Okay. I put that. Yeah. Because it's a nine.
You're
going
9 out of 10. No, that's pretty bang on, I think.
Yeah.
Silverstone for my number.
But I would.
This is all personal.
I would say Silverstone's a 10 out of 10 track. It's personal.
I think this is, yeah, personal. Yeah, of course, it's personal.
Oh, it's personal. Oh, 10.
No.
I thought you love Lando Norris and you love Silverstone.
I do love all those things, but I'm not putting them 10 out of 10. They're not perfect.
Okay, 9 out of 10.
No, it was an 8.
Yeah. I was an 8. Oh, well, I would have. So my initial guess before you were like personal was 9 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. 8 out of 10 for Silverstone.
Yeah. It's not perfect. It's
close.
It's really, really, really good. And that's why it's 8.
It's an S tier track. It's a 9, at least.
Okay, in between.
Yeah. The Silverstone threw me. I thought, I was like, how could you give Silverstone?
I wasn't trying to throw you. I was just trying to think. The McLaren, Lando is an 8 out of 10 driver.
Yeah.
The McLaren itself, like right now from that win the other day, is an 8 out of 10 car.
Mm. Which is fair, yeah.
What was the other one?
Silverstone.
No, the livery. 8 out of 10 for the green Aston Martin. The reason I wouldn't make it 9 or 10 is because it's the same.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And then Silverstone, yeah, I don't think it's perfect, but I think it's easily top three tracks. Okay. Yeah, maybe top three, top four tracks.
Yeah.
So I'll put like 8 out of 10.
Okay. Cool. Nice.
Thanks.
Right. Should we do random categories?
Let's do rando.
Yeah. Okay. Shut your eyes and ears.
3.
There you go.
Good?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Vegetables.
Oh, vegetables. Okay. Rhubarb.
Disgusting. Absolutely rancid. So I'm going like a 3. That's absolutely... No, I reckon you like rhubarb.
How well do you know me?
I reckon you like rhubarb. I hate rhubarb. Okay, well, do you know what? Because I think you love it, at the moment I'm going to go in the middle like a 5 for the time being. Okay. Like a 5 or a 6.
Okay.
Football players.
Oh, you're testing my knowledge here. I don't...
Old or new or whatever.
Oh, old or new. Okay.
Whoever you want.
Okay.
Thierry Henry at Arsenal, whatever you want.
Yeah.
That is his favourite player.
Yeah.
Hazard at Chelsea or something like that.
Hazard at Real Madrid.
Oh, awful. Okay. Rhubarb is awful. That's good. Hazard at Real Madrid was awful. So I'm looking like the three out of 10. Let's think of another category. Clothing brands.
Oh, okay. Primark.
You can find some good stuff in Primark. That's thrown me. Mm-hmm. But you can find some half decent stuff in Primark. So it feels like maybe it should be. I mean, I don't think I've ever actually bought anything from Primark. So I don't. But what people have told me is that they can sometimes find really good deals there. Damn. Okay. I don't know what to think about that one. So I'm just going to go on to the next one. I'm in another category. Furniture stores.
Furniture stores. Also Primark.
Okay. I'm guessing that it's down low. So I'm going to guess your number is 3.
Yeah. Literally, okay. You got it. Like as soon as I said rhubarb, you're like 3. I looked over at Kieran. Like, that was exactly what I was thinking. Cool. Do you want to do one more? You do one.
By the way, if you shop at Primark, that's absolutely fine.
Literally nothing wrong with shopping at Primark. I just don't like fast fashion because of the workers and, you know, all the exploitation.
Good point.
Yeah.
Very good.
Nothing wrong with shopping at Primark if you can't afford to shop anywhere else, or, you know, you want to look for a bargain.
100%.
Nothing wrong with that. Okay. Let's do it for you.
Okay. I'm gonna please close your eyes and ears.
Wait, I'll keep my eyes open.
Okay.
6.
Good?
I think I picked it, yeah. Do it again.
6.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay. Give me a category.
Let's go. We've done it before, but fast food chains.
Oh, good. Okay. I'm going to go Burger King.
Okay. So I actually think Burger King's a bit rubbish.
Okay, do you? Okay.
Yeah, I think it's very overpriced. But then people quite like Burger King.
Some people do.
I feel like...
I'm not some people. Do you have to think about me?
Oh, I thought you were suggesting that you are the other people. Are you other people?
Actually, not other people. I am me.
Okay. So you're not some people. You're not other people. You are just person.
I'm just me.
Okay. Okay. Oh, I honestly, I'm trying to think. Do you like Burger King? We have never gone and got a Burger King together.
I don't think we have, no.
No. Okay. I'm going to have to go middle of the road 5, but I'm leaning towards a 4.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I could give you a character.
Yeah.
Games consoles.
The Xbox One.
Okay. That wasn't a good games console, but it was all right. But the PS1 was better. It wasn't bad. It just wasn't very good. 5, 6, 5, okay. 4. 4 to 6.
Okay.
Okay, I'm thinking. Okay. All right, okay, 4 to 6. Okay. Car brands.
Okay. Oh, hard. Hard, hard, hard. Okay, this is very personal to me. Mini. So you have to know me to know, because some people love Mini,
some people hate Mini.
So
again, it's the same with Burger King. What have you answered? You've answered Burger King. You've answered
Xbox One,
and you've answered
Mini,
and all of them. I'm like, I don't really know your opinion on Burger King or the Mini. I think Xbox One, I do know your opinion on. It was on the worst end of a console. Personally, I think Minis are the worst cars ever.
Okay.
They're so overpriced for what you get.
Mm-hmm.
And they're British and they just break on you. They do like British engineering for cars. It's not against the British. I'm digging myself in a hole here.
You know who owns Mini, don't you?
Now it's a German company.
BMW.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why they're... Anyway, ignore that.
Yeah.
That's going to be my argument in a minute. To the where I've put it.
So now you're saying you put it quite high.
No, not. Shut up, Adam.
Oh, so you like Burger King then? Okay. You like the Xbox One? What? Oh, I'm thinking the Xbox. I thought the Xbox One was the original Xbox.
No.
Oh.
The Xbox One's the one that came out with the PlayStation 4. And they
Do you know what? That's completely changed the game. Because I said it out loud there, Xbox One, and then I was like, because the Xbox One...
The first one was just Xbox.
Yeah.
And then there was Xbox 360. Then there was Xbox One, now there's Xbox whatever it is.
See, I would have thought you'd put... You did have an Xbox One, though, because you had that and a PlayStation.
I did.
Yeah. And you actually quite liked it, whereas I thought it was stupid. The Xbox One. I thought it couldn't even run it. It was, 930p? Not 1080? It was stupid. Anyway...
Stupid 930p. Yeah.
They focused on making it like a home car. Anyway, I'm gonna go on a rant.
He's about to lose his mind.
Okay. Garden flowers.
Mm-mm.
This is a rubbish question because I have no idea what flowers Adam likes or dislikes.
I don't really have a preference on flowers, if I'm honest.
Really?
Don't get me wrong. I love a really nice view. I'm one of those people that can be like, that view is just stunning. Mm. But I wouldn't look at the flowers in that view.
What are you looking at? The skyline.
The skyline and the, yeah.
Yeah. But if you're looking at such a wide scape, you're not going to see the flowers.
Not really, no. Yeah. You'll see the tree. Yeah. That was random.
Right. So okay, if I was to buy you flowers.
If you were to buy me flowers, I think if you bought me lilies, I'd probably be a little bit. Anyway, lilies.
The preamble made that so much worse. Now what the thing is, now I know that from what you've talked, if you just give me the answers.
Actually, no, take that back. Not lilies. Take that back. It's not that one. Because I've just got a photo, and anyway, I'm gonna go daisies.
Okay, I'm gonna go 6.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, daisies, yeah.
Nah, bit average.
Just yeah, so Burger King for me, like, yes, it's okay. I feel like you don't, yeah, like it's quite expensive, yeah, but it's edible. So yeah, it's a bit like, I wouldn't mind if someone's like, do you want a Burger King? I go, yeah, sure. So it'll just be a 6.
Yeah.
The Xbox One, is just, again, meh. I've had both, and I would always have the PlayStation 4 over it by a long, like a considerable way.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's not, clearly not a bad thing to have.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you're not, I wouldn't have one.
Yeah.
So, well, I did, but as in I'd hardly used it.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
We had Boking, Xbox One.
Oh, and Mini.
Mini.
Mini, so like 6 out of 10. Because like you say, overpriced. I'm not sure they look particularly amazing, most of the little minis, but they're also, they are, I think they are made well.
Do you?
A lot of people do like them, and I understand that there's a bit of a, like, some, like, I can understand why people like them, but I'm just not necessarily a fan.
Okay.
And then, yeah, I don't, flowers, I mean, daisies, I mean, they're pretty standard ad for average flowers, aren't they? So,
yeah.
Sorry for anyone either called Daisy or likes daisies.
Fair enough. All right, well, I somehow got it right, but...
You did.
I was nowhere near what I was thinking. To be fair, I'm looking at the time. We've been filming for about half an hour.
That was good. A little short episode. Can't go wrong.
All right, well, I hope you guys enjoyed.
Absolutely.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
And we'll actually make sure that the sign-off actually is on this time.
Yeah,
the
last
episode, the sign-off, we couldn't hear it.
Yeah, it was only on the YouTube version because I had to take camera audio because for some reason this stopped.
Right, okay. Yeah. Well, that's all right.
Anyway,
do all the things like follow, subscribe, all those good stuff, or on TikTok, all those whatever.
Yeah.
Really. But yeah, thanks so much for watching.
Yeah, it's been lights out.
And take care.
Peace.